This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Okay, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an anonymous elementary school teacher, not for anything she particularly did, but she was on a forum with other teachers, and they were just discussing some of the stranger things, weirder things, or funnier things that their students have done. And this went all the way from pre-kindergarten to high school. She happens to be an elementary school teacher, and as she relayed, she once had a kid tell her that her mom had a penis just like dads do. Obviously, the teacher tried to explain, well, if your mom's female, she doesn't have a penis. And obviously, she reacted with some skepticism, but then the kid firmly blurted out, said, no, really, she does. I've seen it myself in her bedroom drawer. I think you could piece together.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, which made the teacher more uncomfortable because now you have to explain that part away.
Mom's got one just like that.
No, I swear to God, I've seen it. It was in the bedroom drawer. But as she pointed out, she goes, in that moment, I believed her.
She's got three of them.
Yeah, man. And think about that next parent-teacher conference. Now that you're going to bring it up, but when mom's sitting there just like, yeah, I know what you're into. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
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 The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steven Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Brian, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with interior decorating.
All right, we go to Florida, where a man denied that the contraband was his after jail officials found it in his rectum during a strip search. That's right, they found it in his butt. He's like, hey, man, I don't know how it got there. It's not mine.
Y'all got weird friends.
Yeah. Wesley Scott, he was arrested on an outstanding warrant charging him with drug possession. Now, when he was searched at the jail, officers found contraband inside of his rectum. And Scott claimed that he found the contraband, so they were not his, although he did not explain how it ended up in his buttocks. Now, then again, he didn't need to because he put them there. And everyone knows that. But he's being charged with introducing contraband into a correctional facility. His bond was set at $5,000.
Hello, facility. This is drugs.
He's introducing them, you see?
Yeah.
So the question is, What is the contraband that he introduced? Was it syringes, meth, a gun, or a balloon full of coke? So syringes, meth, a gun, or a balloon full of coke? If he had a big butt, he could put all four in there.
I'm going to go with syringes.
Syringes for Brian.
Sounds like a bad book.
Brian, I don't disagree with you. My problem is that you can take a syringe in, but what are you going to put in the syringe to get you off? So if you're bringing a balloon of coke, you're going to blow through that pretty quick because that buzz is only 15, 20 minutes. Depending on how much you do, you don't have it. Meth, you're going to have a longer buzz. I think he brought a gun in.
Yeah. If you're in there, you'll figure out a way to do anything. But just for the purposes of it, I like the idea, too, that it's a gun. I don't want to know what kind of gun he put in the old prison wallet. Or
okay.
AK-47.
Keistered it, yeah.
What did he not off. What did he not own that was in his rectum? Was it syringes, meth, gun, or a balloon of coke? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories interior decorating on profile. That's Florida man says what was found in his rectum was not his while being booked into jail. Question is, what did someone else put in his rectum before he went to jail?
That is the question, Miles.
Was it syringes, meth, a gun, or a balloon of cocaine?
Yes, indeed. And the Ted Smith and Miles Montgomery, you both went gun.
Gun.
But no.
All right.
And Brian, who has since hung up, he went with syringes. He was real quick on that one. And he was correct.
Oh, he got it right.
I don't know if I want to stick needles in the backside, dude.
I guess he'll find something to put in the syringe. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You're sneaking syringes into a jail. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff you could use them for.
I guarantee it, man.
That also just seems wild.
What?
Like, if they have needles on them, I don't know. That just seems very unsafe.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. The whole thing.
Last time I had an experience with a syringe, it was a Jello shot. It's not really? All syringes have a needle on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
right.
Like one of the big fake plastic ones.
Yeah.
Where were you that you were doing the job? Were you back in Maryland?
No, but it was St. Patrick's Day. It was somewhere around here.
Okay. Just like, all right, screw it. Let's go for it.
I prefer Jello shots that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right, so the band Phish was at the Sphere last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I had a couple friends that went. Everybody said it was mind-blowing, this and that. So Drew Carey went on Twitter, and basically he tweeted out about how great the experience was, and basically he used a lot of, I don't know, what kind of crude language, I guess?
Okay, all right.
And basically he said, look, I'd give up women and put my junk in a blender just to go see that show again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he was... He was going on and on about it. And then he went on at midnight, when I want to say that following Monday or Tuesday, and they were like,
you That's must, what Tomlinson, right?
So, yeah. Like, you must have been out of your mind or whatever. And he's like, no, look, I'll explain it to you. This is what happened.
Okay.
Most people don't know this. Drew Carey also, like, he hosts The Price is Right, but he has a pretty colorful background in a lot of things.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
He's a DJ. I know he goes to, what's the big festival in Vegas? EDC.
Okay.
So, like, he goes to a lot of stuff. I'm shocked he had never seen fish before. So, I mean, it's not that far out to me to be in that realm. Like, yeah. If you go to festivals.
Yeah, but I believe even if you've seen fish before, this show was just head and shoulders above it.
Yeah, seriously. Well, the band heard about Drew's statements, and they sent him a signed blender.
Yeah.
They said, thank you, Drew. See you next time. Happy blending. obviously, he's not going to do that.
That's a nice move, though. Mm-hmm. Here's your blender.
That is kind of funny.
Instead of signed by the band?
Correct, yeah.
Well, you two played, it's the beginning of the residencies there. But I think, from what I understood, from everything I read, they took full advantage of that venue as far as the visuals they put up, how it incorporated into songs. And they did four nights, and I guess every single night was just like more mind-blowing crap.
Right, and also it's fish. Like, if you go to a fish show or a Grateful Dead show, they already understand who their audience is and what they like. So they're already working with lasers and backgrounds and this and that. So, Miles, I agree with you 100%. Like, I'm sure you too was awesome there. But I feel like Fish is the first band that's been like, oh, we've been eating mushrooms and playing in this for frickin' 20 years. We didn't even know it was possible.
We can give you an experience without the drugs, almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, when you look at some psychedelic art and this and that, like, those guys can come up with it. Like, I don't even know if the band, like, I don't really know if they party much anymore. But they could still go back to memory and go,
sure,
man, if we're sitting in this audience, what would we like to see? And blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I know the Dead have a residency coming up there. That'll be pretty cool. And then, I mean, they just set a higher standard, right? Yeah. And, like, look, I say this to people all the time, right? I like a lot of different music. You go to, when you go to a rock show, rock bands, for 40, 50 years have done a great job with pyro. And
oh, yeah.
What you're going to do on stage and this and that. Like, a lot of rappers used to have terrible shows. I think they learned from the rock guys.
I think the rock guys, not just because I like rock, but as far as putting on a live performance, rock is where it's at.
Correct.
And basically, if you just copy what rock shows do, whether you're playing country, hip hop, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
People want explosions. They want things dropping from the ceiling. You want craziness.
I would guess that Fish would be invited back anytime they want. Based on the hype from that show, if they're on tour, if they maybe a yearly residency for four or five shows, I can't imagine that they would say no. They'll clear whatever they have open to get you guys back there and play.
Oh, they would. It's just those were super expensive tickets, super hard to get.
Right.
Right, I had one more friend that was down there, but I mean, people had been playing in this one for a long time.
Okay,
so I would assume the Dead would be kind of close to the same thing. But honestly,
how many people sitting there? Do we know? Because it's like one
side. You know what,
Miles?
I am not sure.
Is it 13,000? Maybe 10,000? Like, because it's not the whole sphere. It's front facing, like the Paramount.
But even when you look at a picture of the inside, it's hard to get a read on how many seats are actually there.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's like a big theater.
Yeah, if like you're in the seats, it looks pretty steep.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I have seen videos, because you can go in there when there's not a concert, I guess, and they have like nature shows playing and stuff.
Okay.
I saw one video just like, when your buddy's already drunk and like just some giant animal comes out and he's just like, oh my God. It's like going nuts. So, yeah, last time I was down there for the race, we did not go in there. They opened it up on Sunday for it was like free. You could go in. And it was basically like, we know you feel like crap from the night before. Come on in, but we didn't go.
Eggs and bacon up there.
Right. Well, there was football on, so I was like,
pancakes floating to the sky.
Yeah, like, let's go watch football.
I want to watch a football game in there.
That would be kind of crazy.
That would be cool.
Badass, dude. You get the right camera in whatever stadium. That would be incredible.
It might be too much seeing guys that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'd think they would show the Raiders. If the game is sold out.
Sure.
Well, at their actual stadium. Like, hey, man.
Mark my words.
Even
that'll
not if the Super Bowl's on and they have a ticket and you can watch it in there. I'd pay $50, $100 to go watch the game there.
Sure.
As long as they have bars and they have
and you know they
eat.
Would.
I mean, the other problem there is though, it's Vegas. So. They just have so many good sports books and everything else already set up for the average sports fan. Like, look, I still want to go to the one hotel that has all those pools with the giant TVs, and you can literally stand in a pool and watch football.
Like, that'd be great.
That'd be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. I had that experience
another
a few years
bucket.
Ago. Eventually, we just got a cabana at the pool. We paid a little extra to have a TV, and my wife and my buddy's wife, they're splashing around in the pool. Me and him, Andrew, sat there crushing beers, watching the games.
Yeah!
Outdoors, and it was like 80 degrees. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. Commercial break, get our feet wet, come back in time, watch more football.
Yeah, I mean, look, to me, right, I've only ever lived in Maryland or out here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So by like October, November, you kind of know, like, all right, it's going to be a little chillier.
Sure.
Right, it's football weather. But I mean, this November, it was early November, I was down in Austin. And same thing, man, there's Little Woodrow's on West 6th. It's a Seahawks bar, one. So, like, they
there
have
a lot of Seattle transplants there.
I don't know.
There might be because of the tech
Amazon.
Thing. They're, yeah.
Amazon.
But they're just, this bar is specifically like, hey, and they showed a bunch of other games.
Of course.
But it was just funny. We had been in there the night before. They have a bunch of Seahawks gear. And then that day when you go in there, man, like, they got a blow up, like, Seahawk thing and this and that. I ran into a couple of our listeners. They were just like, Ted, is that you? And I was like, yeah. They're like, what are you doing here? I was like, what the hell are you doing here?
We're the same thing you are.
But you're right. It's a different environment, but it was kind of cool and weird to, like, it was warm out. We're, like, sitting underneath the misters.
Dude, it's awesome.
Just watching football.
I cannot explain how cool of an experience it is. I mean, you're watching the same game that everyone else is seeing.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, being outside in hot weather, people are bringing you beer. You're like, this is great.
let's see. Lori Loughlin, she doesn't like talking about the college admissions scandal.
I bet she doesn't.
Yeah. So, Mike, you weren't here last Friday. Miles, last Friday for Bad Choice Friday, what were our two choices?
Two choices, a gin and juice from Snoop Dogg.
Correct.
That was number one. And hold on, give me a second. Man. Chumba Wumba Tump
yes.
Thumping.
Correct. Well,
great
I guess.
Choices.
I guess now. Good, thanks, Mike.
Gin and juice won, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Well, it'd be nice somebody helped us set that up.
Sorry.
But she's willing to express her thoughts through song.
Oh, no.
And she's using Chumba Wumba. Aunt Becky did an interview with First for Woman magazine where she talks about her challenges in recent years. She had to say this every day. We meet different obstacles, but for me, it's like that song says, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
But you brought it on yourself.
You didn't get knocked down.
Right, you got caught.
You beat your head into a wall
yeah.
and knocked your own self out. And then, yeah, you had to recover from that.
You Gus Frerotted yourself.
Because you banged your head into a wall for 5 minutes. Now it's on you.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I'm just not going to feel bad for her.
I don't.
You were cheating the system, and I get why you thought you'd get away with it. I mean, a lot of people thought they were going to get away with it.
Many people have.
Everything that I've gotten away with, I got away with because I thought that I could. Every time I've gotten busted for it, I also thought I could. But you got, you know, but, like, don't feel bad for me. I got popped. That's all.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything to me. Like, you were cheating the system and you got busted. That's what happens.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know that most people are like, look, people are going to make jokes about you or whatever. But it's like, it's not like you hurt somebody.
Right. You're fine.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of other things you could mess up and end up in jail for where you hurt somebody or
would you rather be
terrible?
Lori Loughlin or be, oh, Jesus, his name just escaped me. He was the guy, the movie producer, Weinstein.
Right. Correct.
Right? Like, nobody has any sympathy for that guy. Bill Cosby, nobody has any sympathy for that guy. You did. We have no sympathy for you, but you didn't do the worst thing. You just got caught.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can get pulled over for speeding or for vehicular
yeah.
homicide. I will take speeding ticket every day. Basically, that's what you got.
Yeah. Like, look, my buddy, right, his brother and his father-in-law, they each got caught up trying to buy favor in the county where you grew up in, right?
Okay.
So they legit, they had to, you know. Not the most hardcore jail, but they both had to do about a year and a half, 2 years.
Sure.
Right? So, like, his brother was just kind of like, yeah, we got caught. Right? Went and did the time. Came, like, you could ask him about it. He doesn't mind, but it's not, like, a big deal. Where, like, his father-in-law, man, he bitched and moaned and bitched and moaned. I mean, for years on end about it.
About what, though?
Right? About, like, this is the worst. And it's like, dude, you knew what you were doing was illegal when you were doing the pay-for-play. Like, let's not keep talking about it. Like, also, it's been 2 years. You're out. You're fine. Nah. Family's here.
It's always somebody else's fault.
Family buddy did time for poker machines in a bar he owned.
Really?
He was paying out.
Oh, so, okay.
But now that same bar, and he found two, well, he still owns the bar.
Okay.
So he did not lose his liquor license, even after doing time. Which, he owned the building, he owned the bar, so when he reapplied after he got out, after a decade.
How long was it? 10 years?
No, he was not in for 10 years, but he...
Okay.
So he had it leased out to a different owner, and that owner basically kept the bar running with the same menu and everything else, kind of a deal to where he could buy his time to get his liquor license back. So he got exonerated on a lot of things based on the fact that they legalized gambling.
Right.
So they cut down all the stuff.
Okay, all right.
At the end, to say, okay, well, now that this is legal, the penalty is not as harsh. You can get your liquor license back, and you can take over the building you still own.
Huh.
But now you have the liquor license, and you can run your business again. So he went and he bought the same two machines that threw him in jail. Not the exact, the same type of machine.
Right, right.
From like the 90s, you know, that threw him in jail to have his nostalgia in his bar. And now he pays off legally on the two machines that were responsible for him going to jail.
Oh, I see. Because it wasn't legal for him to have him.
Pac-Man was in there, right? He didn't buy the same Pac-Man. He just went and got, when I come back, man, I'm going to put a Pac-Man back in my bar. So he found those two machines and bought them again.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
Right. So same thing with Lori Loughlin. Like, look, nobody wants to go to jail, but like, you know what you were doing. That's right. Like, you're not really getting knocked down. You simply got caught.
That's literally it.
And if you get up again, then you're at the same level you were before you got knocked down. So, but you're not. You're not.
I mean, hell, that was a massive deal, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2.5, yeah, somewhere around there.
Like, if you brought up Lori Loughlin to me now, I kind of forgot about it. I'd be like, oh, yeah, Aunt Becky.
Literally.
Or Full House or Fuller House.
When you die, you're going to be known as Aunt Becky, not the woman who tried to cheat the system.
Yeah. God, I don't think, I mean, I can't, who knows? I don't know anybody at the Lifetime Network, but like, they'll probably hire you back. They'd probably make a whole movie about it.
It's like starring your own freaking movie.
Yeah.
Or have my cousin play you. She's not on Lifetime yet. She's still doing, oh, God, what is it? What's the other one that's like Lifetime?
Hallmark. No, Hallmark. There's Hallmark. A lot of Hallmark movies.
There's, she may have done one Lifetime. She has not been on Hallmark, but there's another one like Lifetime. And the movies are just equally ridiculous, but.
We got, let's see. This weekend, obviously, a lot of the talk was all about the NFL draft. I'm so happy with what the Seahawks did. I like it. Right, that kid from Texas was a beast.
I think the Seahawks had a great draft, man.
Yeah, and then you firmed up your lines and this and that. So like, good stuff out there.
It's not sexy, but it is smart. So a lot of people that were dishing on the Hawks, I'm like, right. So it's not wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, all the sexy positions. But like, trust me, the guys that they put in, that is what you want on your team, because solid lines. One, an average quarterback can be good if you have a good offensive line, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a good defensive line, a good quarterback be made mediocre.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
also, I think it's kind of cool. I didn't think he'd get drafted, but obviously I'm a Maryland fan. So Talia Tagovailoa, the University of Maryland, Tua's,
where'd he go?
Tua's little brother, he signed a free agent contract with the Seahawks. He'll be in case.
Nice. Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
You know that College Park, the Seattle connection? First it was me.
That's all you talk about.
Then Markel Fultz when he went to University of Washington. Now Tagovailoa.
Oh, it'll never stop, man.
It probably won't. Like, it'll probably change the organization for good.
Everyone has you to thank for it.
Yeah, you know what? Seattle,
I hope people know.
You're welcome.
Looks like he was invited to the minicamp. I don't think he
got invited to the minicamp.
Yeah, okay. But he's coming to our minicamp. So.
Yeah, nice, right? Because he'll be an undrafted guy. And that's about right for him.
Yeah.
He did a lot of great stuff at Maryland, but like, I wouldn't, like, yeah, I hope he can't hear me. But I probably wouldn't have drafted him. But like,
I wouldn't have drafted
unrestricted
him, but
free agent, you know, like, bring
you
can, him in.
Right, you can get him as the unrestricted free agent. We're not going to draft you, but I think he'd be a good backup for sure.
Yeah, and also, this is just like, look, this is the kind of wild time of year, all right? We know the Chiefs are good.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the Niners are still going to be good, right? Like, the Ravens to me seem like they should just be as good. So like,
the Ravens are always
competitive.
There's
like four or five teams, but other than that, like, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to be some team in the playoff like Houston that we did watch the draft together. That team's going to be good now, but somebody will be.
You know Houston's going to be good. I think Miami's going to be better. I think the Bills start falling apart.
Yes. Let's see. I'm going to check out some of the Lakers and the Nuggets tonight. The Lakers finally got one from the Nuggets.
Yeah.
After they lost, like, what, 11 or 12 in a row?
So no team has come back from 4-0, 3-0?
We can't 3-0. 4-0, you're not coming back.
Here. Not a team in history come back from 4-0.
Not one time.
Honestly, 3-0.
Yeah, no team in history is ever going to come back from 4-0.
No, no.
Like, I mean, what are they going to be like? Hey, you know what? F it. Let's play another game.
Yep. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to North Bend and just another day of, well, zebras on the loose, okay, with one still on the lam. Meanwhile, American Airlines prepares for a baby to board, but instead, it's someone's great-grand. Utah family finds her cat after 6 days some two states away. When you open your front door to a huge diamondback rattlesnake, yeah, that's not okay. And a second grade teacher from San Jose has more passport stamps than you. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Utah, where a couple was reunited with their cat. The animal had surprisingly gone among the missing one day, much to the couple's confusion, so they surmised that she must have escaped and began the neighborhood search. They posted missing posters and phoned people in the area to keep an eye out for the family friend, but their confusion only got worse when they got a phone call from an Amazon employee. Turns out that while they were packing a box that was shipped to a facility in California to return some unwanted items, the mischievous cat snuck her way inside of the box undetected and took a trip 650 miles away.
Wow.
The employer was keeping the cat in her safe care until the family was able to get her back.
You know what's effed up, man? There is a cat. So there's like 3 or 4 cats in my general area that I see all the time.
Yeah.
And as a smoker, I'm sitting outside smoking. I get to know most of them.
Sure.
No big deal. And then there's a little gap in the fence in front of my house that I call the Silk Road, because that's all the raccoons go through there, the cats, whatever goes.
All right.
There's a cat that looks exactly like Rainbow Janet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm smoking yesterday before we go to Olaf's, and I'm like, how in the F did my cat get out? So I looks exactly like her. Then I realized it was not Rainbow Janet, because Rainbow Janet is double Rainbow Janet.
Gotcha.
This one is still a rainbow. I'm seriously. The fact that her gut was not hanging down is the only way. Seriously, I go, okay.
That is a primordial pouch, sir.
Yeah, I went downstairs to check, and I'm like, okay, a big fat-ass rainbow laying on the sofa doing nothing.
Oh, damn it. In other news, odd story from right here at home in North Bend, State Patrol had some interesting escapees to wrangle back in. At some point while traveling east on I-90, a trailer lost its haul, setting 4 animals free on the highway. It wasn't horses. It wasn't chickens.
It was zebras.
Dun, dun, dun.
State Patrol kept folks up to date as they worked to corral in the animals, eventually able to get 3 out of 4 back into custody, with one still outstanding at the time this story was drafted. Trooper Rick Johnson's Twitter has all of the updates. I haven't checked it recently to see if the fourth had been scooped up, but I feel like as of about 3 o'clock this afternoon, that fourth one still was on the line.
As of an hour ago, North Bend community, be on the lookout. One zebra stole the loose.
Still got a zebra.
And somebody texted in earlier just saying apparently zebras are very aggressive.
Oh, yeah, they suck.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
I mean, look at them.
Holding offense.
Of course they're aggressive. They're little prisoners.
Prisoners.
Yeah. They got some little prison outfits.
Why can't I just be one color like a normal horse?
Why don't I neigh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't, man. They make a weird.
That's the only animal that God did that to.
What?
Deer. Stripes.
Tigers.
Tigers.
Well, but not like that.
What do you mean? What do you say?
Well, like, it's black and white. There's nothing that blends. At least with tigers, it blends into the environment that they live
in. It's in the jungle. What environment does he blend
no,
into?
No, no. But believe it or not, so here's the thing about tigers. They're orange to us.
They're not to other animals.
Most animals see them as green. So green and black in the jungle, you don't see that these things are there. Mm-hmm. And with zebras, the reason they do it is because they're a herd animal and lions like to eat them. So the idea is when they all take off running, it's hard for lions to zero in on any individual one.
Okay.
Because that's actually why they have the patterns on there.
Is that because why He-Man's tiger was green?
No, he was just stone, bro.
No,
I cut him up, but yeah, they saw this thing.
He's a punk rocker.
They're saying like how different animals what they see, right? So this is
sure.
How humans see things, how a dog sees things. But a lot of these things in the jungle, unfortunately for them, the tiger is green and black.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, that's bad news, bro. Yeah. You definitely want. I'm glad human eyes were like, yeah, you
no
want
kidding.
To avoid that thing.
Well, and colors sometimes are just weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like Maryland State Police.
Easy, Mike.
Their state trooper cars are like this weird green. Remember they used to be like light brown. Then they went to that dark green and something else. And it's like, if it's just down there, you could see it fine. But I don't know if they got it from the military. They did all this research and realized like when you're cruising on the highway for some reason, you just can't see them.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, they like disappear. So it's same thing, like
creepy ass state troopers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like with those zebras, like
yeah. Once they start moving,
right?
The
once
lions
they start
are
moving,
crap.
You can't tell like which one's which.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it took zebras to get those stripes? We used to be white horses, man. The lions are taking us out.
Quick, grow my stripes. It's just a day full of animals and inconvenient places. We continue down in Scottsdale, Arizona, where a man's dogs are lucky to be alive. About to head out to take his dogs for a walk, the man heard an interesting noise coming from behind the front door. He peered through the window to investigate, which is when he found a coiled rattlesnake in a threatened position, sounding the warning rattle.
See the video of that guy?
Oh, my God.
He's just sitting there like, I want to fight. Like, what they why are you here?
Thanking his lucky stars, the man took a video of the situation and posted it to social media as he waited for authorities to arrive and relocate the reptile. He basically was like, I'm glad that I had heard it. If I had just opened my door and set my dogs loose, they'd be dead at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it would have snapped at him
exactly,
immediately.
Man. It ain't happening. And just in case those stories of the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A second grade teacher from San Jose has just achieved an impressive feat. The young lady tells media that she received her first passport at the age of 23 and always had an interest in international travel. Taking advantage of the lengthy breaks during the school year, she started traveling around the world, bringing tales and teachings from her voyages back to anybody in her classrooms that would listen. She then heard about the prestigious group of people known as the Century Club, which is home to people that have visited more than 100 countries. After achieving that goal, she decided that she wasn't slowing down. She's made headlines now because she's just set foot in the last of all of the countries from around the world, a feat that has been achieved by less people than going to space.
How lucky are those kids to have that as her teacher?
No
somebody
kidding,
who has
dude.
That much experience.
Yeah.
To be able to teach you all kinds of different things.
Absolutely.
Right? Or what's she running from?
Find out she's the ultimate drug mule.
What do you guys think was the last country that she visited?
Do you know?
Yes.
Is it tiny? Is it
big? It's going to be something like Canada.
That's not Canada, no.
Okay.
Where's it located?
I believe it's Europe.
Liechtenstein.
It might even be
Asia.
Western Asia.
Oh.
Georgia.
I might be totally wrong here.
Kazakhstan.
It's West Asia. No, it's Syria.
Oh, wow.
Syria.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
All right.
I'd be like, well, guys, listen.
She checked it off.
I just want to check this off. I'm not trying to hang out here.
That's right.
Where's the last place in the world you want to be?
That's the last one I'm going to. Men's Room Sports, big news for your Seattle Kraken. They announced today that they have relieved Dave Haxtell from his duties as head coach, and they'll begin the search to fill that position. We're getting a new head coach next season, guys. There was a handful of people that thought that wasn't the fix, but at the end of the day, we went to the playoffs 2 years ago, and we weren't even in talks to go to the playoffs for this year. I don't know if relieving Haxtell was the right move. I don't know enough about hockey and what all it takes.
I have no idea.
So we'll see what happens here.
I mean, I think this is one of those, from my point of view, that two things can be true. I think, you know, that's tough. The organization's brand new. He did a good job. Got into the playoffs. Won in 2 years. And also, it might be okay to just be like, all right, we got to do something. Like I told you, they lost a lot of games in that third period.
Here. Yeah.
That's tough to watch.
Thanks for getting us started now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your Seattle Mariners took the series against the Diamondbacks this weekend, making the fourth series win in a row. They'll keep right on rolling into the first of three games against Atlanta tonight, with Miller taking the mound against the Braves to start us off.
I wonder how the Braves travel. I've never been to a Braves game in Seattle. Like, are there Atlanta fans here?
They show up? Yes, there are Atlanta
but
fans.
But anytime you play in Seattle, a lot of people on the East Coast in particular, Seattle might as well be on the other side of the world.
Sure.
So when they have an excuse, come out here and see, you know.
All right.
And you read about this Pike Place market, there's a space needle, all that stuff. So I think a lot of times they just travel as an excuse to come to Seattle.
I also think it depends. Like, if we were in the middle of summer, kids were off break, I'd expect a lot more of them.
Yeah.
Like, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, let's travel across the country.
First pitch is, I believe, at 6:40 over on Roos Sports. As far as NBA playoffs, the Celtics are currently taking on the Heat over on TNT for Game 4 as Boston leads the series 2-1. That'll switch over to the Lakers-Nuggets Game 5 with Denver leading that series 3-1, looking to put it away. You've also got Game 4 between the Thunder and the Pelicans over on NBA TV with OKC leading that series 3-0, going for the shutout.
They're a good team.
You've also got NHL playoffs on tonight with the Lightning holding on against the Panthers in Game 5 over on ESPN, with the Panthers sitting one win away from a series win at 3-1. That'll move over into Game 4 between the Stars and the Knights, with Las Vegas leading that series 2-1, all looking to fall into the next round behind the New York Rangers, who won their series in a 4-0 sweep against the Capitals this weekend to move on into Round 2. As far as your weather, the rain is back for a little bit tonight with some scattered showers that should clear up late into the middle of the night into tomorrow, where we can expect clear skies and a high of 55 degrees. And that is it for your headlines. With that, go Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
See you tomorrow for Sit and Span with the Daily Migs Morning Show. Kevin Deers coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.